This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. And for some people, learning about their family history is a matter of curiosity. For others, it's a way to better understand who they are and where they came from. And whatever the reason, learning about one's ancestry has become a popular pursuit. October is Family History Month, and joining us to discuss the resources available for researching your family history are Krista Wilhelm, local history and genealogy programmer with the Kenton County Public Library, and Chris Smith, a reference librarian in genealogy and local history with the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. And you can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Chris and Krista, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Good to see both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Krista, I have heard that genealogy is like second only to gardening as being like one of the most popular hobbies and pursuits in the country. Is that what you see as a librarian in this area?
It is definitely true, depending on, I would say, the age group that you're working with. The more time that people have, we see a lot of retirees in the department. So the more time you have, the more likely they are to come in and try to start getting started with their genealogy.
Yeah. Chris, what do you see?
Very similar. We see a lot of retirees. But you'll see people coming in. We see groups coming in on vacations. They plan their trips around visiting libraries, especially throughout the summer.
Do you get a lot of demand for this kind of information at the library?
We do. We do on a regular basis. Yeah. I just spoke to some people from Nashville yesterday, another couple from New York, and a family that came in from Gettysburg.
Wow. So you're getting people from all over the place who are asking questions about their family history.
We do. They plan their vacations around libraries with genealogy resources.
And is that the same thing at the Kenton County Library?
That is definitely the case, yes. I help a lot of people with their research if they email us. I work with a lot of people from out of town that can't make it in, and they'll do, you know, short research requests for pages or other documents. And then they'll make a big trip sometimes and come and get a bunch more stuff later on.
Tell us about the local history collections that you have, starting with your library. Krista?
So we have a lot of different things at the library. So we have a pretty extensive book collection, also microfilm. We also have a couple of different databases that we maintain online. We have a photograph database, which is Faces and Places. We have over 100,000, I think, photographs on that particular database, ranging from people, events, places, that sort of thing. And then we have a documents database that we also maintain online. So we scan items and then we index them later on. And we have over 460,000 pages on that particular database as well. You can find our church records indexed on there. We have cemetery records. We have real estate records, all kinds of good stuff. A lot of good local records.
Yeah, I imagine that a lot of work goes into maintaining this and storing all this data.
It does, yes. It does take a lot of time. Newspaper especially, we're working on indexing our newspapers, the Kentucky newspapers, so... It's definitely time intensive, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, Chris, what about the Cincinnati Library? What's the extent of the history collection there?
We have an extensive collection. With regard to newspapers, we're working on indexing as well. We have every newspaper from Cincinnati going back 200 plus years.
Wow, that far
so,
back?
So if you are looking for news from, say, 1799, 1804 in Cincinnati, you could find that at the public library. We have over 124 databases relating to genealogy. In terms of local history, we just have a tremendous source. We have over 100,000 books just dealing with genealogy and local history. We have Sanborn maps, which many people may be aware of, which are very detailed maps of urban America that were produced beginning in the 1880s up through the 1980s. Those are just amazing. If people want to find out where their ancestor lived in, say, 1910, and you want to look at a map and see exactly where that house was or is on a block, it's really fascinating. We have microfilm, microfiche. Like I said, the databases, we have, we offer free internet access. And obviously, the librarians are there to assist you if you have any other questions, and we can guide you through your research.
How much of this is available online? How much can people access online?
Well, we do have 124 databases that we offer in genealogy and local history. Of those, 123 can be accessed from home with a library card. But then we've also added some databases recently where you can search the Cincinnati Enquirer archives or the Cincinnati Post archives. say you're looking for something that happened in 1915, you can search the Post or the Inquirer and find anything that was in the paper regarding that.
Mm-hmm. How much at the Kenton County Public Library, how much of the collection is accessible online?
Oh, I don't have exact numbers, but we do have a lot of different databases that we subscribe to. Similar to Cincinnati Public, only one is not accessible from home, and that would be Ancestry.
Same with us.
But we have the Cincinnati Inquirer via ProQuest from 1841 to 2009, which we have been using a lot lately. We just got access to that one. We have Heritage Quest. We have, I'm trying to think, a lot of newspapers, other, you know, smaller genealogy databases and that sort of thing. You can definitely get a pretty good start in your research from home if you are not able to make it into the library.
What's a good way to start that research? If you haven't done this before, what's a good place to start?
I would say just start asking questions either of yourself or your family members. So try to take it back at least, you know, the generation prior to you, two generations. Figure out who your grandparents were, your great-grandparents. Right. Figure out dates and names and events that took place. Start mapping that on a piece of paper and then try to go find records to back those events up and those dates up.
Mm-hmm. I always encourage people to, even if it's stuff they swear, oh, I know that all in my head, I always just encourage them, please get a notebook and jot it down. Because once you get back two and three generations, you're wondering, oh, who is that person's line? Who is that person related to?
Right. Am I remembering this story?
Am I remembering
right?
this
yeah.
correctly?
Yeah.
So even if it's stuff you do know for sure, that's wonderful, but write it down. And then as you go back through the generations, you can keep it all straight in your line.
You know, you can't help but hear these commercials that talk about genetic testing to find out who your ancestors were, to find out your family heritage. Do you hear from a lot of people that they're doing this, and does it really help in learning your family history?
More and more. I'm in the process of doing it myself. I haven't gotten the results back, but my father did it recently, so I wanted to see how mine looked compared to him. But we're seeing that more and more and more. A lot of people who have not done any genealogy at all, they're starting by doing the DNA.
Mm-hmm. Krista, what about you? Do you see that same thing?
We do. We see a lot of people increasingly coming in that are curious about the tests, or they've recently sent off their samples and they're waiting to get the results. I did a program back in July about how to pick a DNA test. I picked four of the big ones and went over what you get with them, kind of the basics of what they're testing for and how they're getting your results. I did it myself about a year ago, I guess. I got my results last August, I believe. And you do. It's a good way to, you know, validate the information that you already know. But there might also be things that turn up that you didn't expect. So.
Some surprises.
Yeah. Got some Scandinavian in there. Didn't expect that.
Yeah. You're talking about picking one. What's your big advice for picking the right test? Is it just based on what you need or what you're looking
yes,
for?
Yes, yes. It depends on what exactly you're hoping to get out of the test. If you have a passing interest in it, I definitely wouldn't go for one of the most expensive tests. If you don't think that you're really going to dig that deep into the DNA part of it. Otherwise, there are some tests that are a lot more extensive than others. They test it a lot more points in the genome. And that might be something if you have a greater interest in genetic genealogy to pursue.
Right. And some of the tests, I think, even will tell you about your health, your genetic health.
Yes,
and
that is
you
one
may
of
not
them.
Want to know that.
And some
right.
people do their genealogy yeah. to find out yes. the diseases in their past.
Yeah,
their
some people may
past.
Want to know that. So.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
sure.
Yeah. So, Chris, tell me about some of the programs that you have coming up in the month of October, which is going to be Family History Month.
Yeah, October is International Family History Month. October 7th is our what we call Day with the Genealogy Experts, and we'll have 24 regional organizations or institutions represented with over 45 people there to answer your questions free of charge, no appointment necessary. The day begins at 11 a.m. We do have a speaker beginning. Her name is Deborah Dudek, and she is a renowned genealogist focusing on the UK. So if you have any ancestry in your past or interest in whether it be Irish, English, Welsh, Scottish. She's a specialist in that area from the Fountaindale Library in Illinois, and she'll be speaking at 11. And then we have our experts answering questions of you from noon until 2. And again, there's no reservation needed for any of this. Just show up at the main library. And then at 2 o'clock, Deborah will do a second talk. And this one, I want to read the title just to make sure I get it right. Crime, Prison, and Punishment, Researching UK Criminal and Prisoner Records Online and at the National Archives. And I think that's interesting because a lot of people don't want to think your ancestors were on the other side of the law. But in fact, that happens quite often. And as a result, there's an amazing paper trail for these people. So if you do have a petty thief in your past, chances are you know where they are every month of their life.
Krista, you know, at the Kenton County Public Library, you actually got 31 days of programs, which
is
pretty ambitious.
So for Family History Month, we are trying to compete with another library system, and we're doing 31. That is not Cincinnati Public.
I wanted to bring that up, too, because if you compare the Kenton County Public Library in terms of its history collection to the other libraries in the state of Kentucky, you're the largest, aren't you?
We are, yes. Okay. We have quite an extensive collection.
Okay. So we gave you a chance to brag a little bit. So
yes.
All right.
But
31 days, I don't think we want to go through all 31 days. But
no,
tell us a few of the things you've got coming up.
There are a few favorites that I would pick out of those 31 days. So I know my co-speaker here mentioned on October 7th, we're doing at the Kenton County Public Library, we're doing an all-day genealogy workshop. We've invited in a certified genealogist, Amy Johnson Crow. And she's going to be discussing four different broad topics: occupational resources, using timelines in your research, locating your ancestors before 1850, because that can sometimes be a challenge, and researching Civil War veterans. So you can sign up, attend the entire day, just attend the session that you want. That's going to go from 10 to 4. So all day fun.
I think my favorite title is the one on October 19th, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yes, Don't Fear the Reaper. Doing a series of sort of, I guess, like court record type things. We're doing marriage records. So
death records are an important part of tracing your family history.
Don't Fear the Reaper. You make me feel like a naturalized woman, finding naturalization records locally here.
Especially like these are good titles,
they
aren't they?
Good titles.
And put a ring on it,
titles.
Marriage records. We have a lot of good stuff coming up this month.
How do people find out? What's the website for looking these up?
So everything can be found on our website at www.kentonlibrary.org. There's an events tab. You can click on that. You can sort it by topic. Genealogy and history is one of those. That's a great way to see what we have going on, and you can also sign up for most of our programs through that website as well.
And Chris, for the Cincinnati Library?
For us, you could cincinnatilibrary.org, and you're welcome to call us at 513-369-6909. You can sign up for any of the events. If I can mention just a couple more.
Sure.
We do have a genealogy lock-in that's taking place on October 21st.
A lock-in.
It is
a
lock-in.
Same date?
How coincidence.
Same date?
Yes, it is.
We didn't want to compete with Halloween. But yes, that is the one event during the month that you do need to sign up for. And you can sign up by calling the number that I just gave, or you can do it on the website as well. And we also have some branch programs coming up on October 7th, October 16th, and the 30th. At Harrison, Miami Township, and Reading branches, respectfully. And again, give us a call, 369-6905, and we can answer any questions you have.
Okay. Krista, how do they reach the genealogy department at
your library?
If you
would like to call our department, you can reach us, 859-962-4070.
Okay.
Yeah, quite a few of the programs in October need
registration. Are these programs a good starting point for people who are looking to get into tracing their family history?
They are. So we have a whole host of programs. We're doing some like genealogy basics, so getting started with certain databases. We also like to go out into the city in Covington and explore things. So we'll be out in the cemetery in Linden Grove a couple different times. We'll be doing some family-friendly walking tours on October 13th that evening. We'll be doing a cemetery iconography picnic. So we're going to go there on October 31st on Halloween, look at some of the icons and symbols on the headstones, and then have a picnic among the residents there.
Well, Chris and Krista, thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for having us.
Krista Wilhelm, local history and genealogy programmer with the Kenton County Public Library, and Chris Smith, a reference librarian in genealogy and local history with the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County.